This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The former Palm Beach County State Attorney is accusing the Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta, of rewriting history when it comes to Acosta's explanation of a lenient plea deal in the 2008 involving an accused sexual offender, Jeffrey Epstein.
Barry Krischer, who was in office at the time, says former U.S. Attorney, now Secretary, Alex Acosta, is completely wrong when it comes to saying that the deal in which billionaire Jeffrey Epstein pleaded guilty to lesser state charges was the toughest deal he could have gotten at the time.
We did what we did because we wanted to see Epstein go to jail.
But Krischer says the U.S. Attorney's office was ready to file its own federal charges and even prepared a lengthy indictment. But that was abandoned after secret negotiations were held between Epstein's lawyers and then U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Trump said Wednesday that he would soon substantially increase economic sanctions against Iran, even as the U.S. accused Iran of nuclear extortion by breaching the 2015 nuclear treaty. The U.S. said in a statement to an emergency International Atomic Energy Agency meeting in Vienna that there is no credible reason for Iran to expand its nuclear program and that there is no way to read this as anything other than a crude and transparent attempt to extort payments from the international community. Kazem Gharib Abadi is Iran's ambassador to the IAEA.
This is the right of every member to the non-proliferation treaty, and this is Iran's right also. And what we are doing is, in a very transparent manner, is under the surveillance of the IAEA. The inspectors are there. Every single activity is under monitoring. We have nothing to hide.
Iran is already reeling from sanctions President Trump